Welcome to Teach Me Brokering. Today, we are exploring the Transportation Management System, also known as the TMS. Whether you're a logistics professional, a business owner, or someone simply trying to learn how the supply chain works, understanding the TMS can enhance your overall knowledge of how carriers, shippers, and goods are managed. I am your host, Andre Irvin. Let's get started. Okay, what is a TMS? Everybody wants to know this. A TMS is a software solution that is designed to facilitate the planning, execution, and optimization of the physical movement of goods. It creates a framework for managing transportation operations, including various modes such as truck, rail, air, and ocean. The system typically covers functions like route optimization, load planning, freight auditing, and carrier management. So as you can see, this software is pretty much used for everything in the industry. So I will get real familiar with using this software. Let's go into more detail about this software. Core functions of a TMS. So the core functions of a TMS is planning. A TMS helps businesses determine the best way to move their products, whether by analyzing different routes and costs, time efficiency, or optimizing load configurations for low shipping costs. It's used for various planning tools, even calculating rates. Execution. This involves managing the shipment's point of origin to the point of destination, ensuring that every aspect of the transport process runs smoothly. Tracking and visibility. So, as I was saying in the last video, that the TMS provides real-time tracking. Either you can send a text message or you can send a email with the link. So you can click that link and put in your exact location. Or if you just turn on your location on your phone and click that link, it'll automatically track your location and send it back to the broker or the shipper, whoever sent you the load. So it provides real-time tracking features to allow businesses to monitor shipments, giving them visibility into delays, issues, or any timely updates that's happening while out there on the road. And so also keep in mind that not just brokers and carriers use the TMS. Everybody in the industry uses the TMS. If they don't use a TMS, they should be using a TMS. Even the warehouse people, maritime, you know, customs brokers, everybody uses a TMS. The shippers, everybody uses a TMS. These are essential softwares that's needed, and it's many different kinds of TMS software. And so it's also used for reporting and analytics. So a TMS collects data throughout the transportation process to help businesses analyze performance, identify bottlenecks, and improve future operations. So in the TMS, depending on who you get it from, they'll have a module or tab or section with all different types of reporting and analytics tools. And I demo the entire TMS inside of my online course. And so there are various different types of TMSs, but they all do one thing. They help with the management of everything in the transportation industry. The benefits of a TMS: cost efficiency. By optimizing routes and loads, companies can significantly reduce shipping costs, which directly impacts the bottom line. By having a TMS, and they all cost many different prices also, and they provide many different features, but this saves time. It might make sense to purchase a TMS or even have one built. The bigger companies, brokerages, trucking companies, shipping companies, these companies, they just have their own TMS built because it's built to the specific way that that company operates. They actually sat down and went through it and say, okay, we need this, we need this, we need this, we need this. And then they set up APIs so they can integrate with many different apps and programs. And in the long run, it'll be cost efficient because once they purchase it, they just have to pay somebody to maintain it. But if they have an in-house web developer or, you know, in-house IT person that does the web developing and the programming and stuff and the UX design, and if they have somebody that's internal doing that, then they'll save a whole lot of money by doing it themselves. And that's what many of the companies do. They have their own load boards created. They have their own TMS created, and pretty much any software that they need, they'll have it, you know, developed themselves. And that makes more sense. Why would you keep paying somebody every month or year for their software in your $1 million company? You know, we're just going to take $20,000-$30,000 and just build our own. It makes sense. And then just pay for the maintenance. Just pay somebody to upkeep it. Send out the updates for it. Send out patches, security, and just maintain the software program. Many companies will have these built as internal softwares anyway. So they will be the only ones that's using them unless they create an app and have it where the truck drivers can download the app, you know, so they can track them and send them loads and stuff like that. But mainly these are going to be internal programs, and some companies, you know, they have them built, and it makes sense. The TMS improves customer service. It provides enhanced visibility into the business. It provides accurate delivery times, improving customer satisfaction. This is one thing here that you must continue to build upon: the customer service. So if you deal with a customer on the broker side and you move so many amount of loads for them, then they'll usually send out, you know, a quarterly or yearly report of how you did with that company. The company, the real big companies that actually measure this type of stuff. Small mom and pop companies, they don't really measure all this stuff because they're a small business. A lot of small businesses, they don't really be up to date with all of their stuff. And maybe they don't have the personnel. Maybe they don't want to spend the money. Maybe they don't have the time. Maybe they just say, you know what, we don't need this. But some companies actually send out reports, is what I'm getting at. Some companies send out reports. They let you know how good or bad your company has done. And so when you see this KPI, key performance indicators, they send out these documents and or they'll send out a link to their website and let you go ahead and review this type of stuff. So when they show you this stuff, you can improve your customer service. Same thing when a truck driver goes to a warehouse or, you know, a manufacturing plant or some type of facility where they're picking up loads. It'll have there sometime, depending on the company, the way they're set up, it'll say, okay, well, this company, they had 98% on-time delivery, or they had, you know, 95% on-time delivery. They'll have these things posted around the company, letting people know, okay, this is our top company that has been delivering loads for us on time. When everybody delivers loads, everybody does everything, everybody is on time, it makes everybody more money because everybody has customers. Everybody has customers. When a customer asks you for a quote, they're getting a quote so they can know how much they want to charge their customer. So the shippers are not just getting the quote just, you know, so they can get a quote. They are asking you for a quote so they can know how much they can charge their customers. So remember, it's always, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 people involved in a load or more, depending on how many loads it is, where the load is going. So we want to provide the good customer service so we can keep getting the freight from them. So a TMS provides better decision making. A TMS has analytics and it allows for data-driven decisions, making it easier to identify trends and areas for improvement. As you start using the TMS, it's going to start recording and monitoring your usage. It's going to track how you are using this TMS, because inside of the TMS, it's going to see how much money you've been making, how much money you paid out to the carrier or trucking company, how much money you paid to the agents, how much money you made for the brokerage itself, how much money you paid out for factoring, how much money you paid out for expenses. You can do all of this in the TMS, how much money you invoice somebody, how much money you pay for insurance, how much money you got for capital. So inside of the TMS, you can link many different other programs and softwares to that TMS. That's what makes it so powerful. You can connect it to so many other different moving parts, and they all can run together. The TMS is definitely a game changer. Regulatory compliance. A TMS helps ensure that all transportation activities are compliant with relevant regulations. This reduces the risks of fines and legal issues. So inside the TMS, you can track insurance, you can track the active authority, and a lot of TMSs, you can make your own tracking or your own key indicators inside of the TMS. You can make your own stuff. So you got the insurance. You can say, okay, I want to know when the insurance expires. I want to know when it's time to update my reefer trailer. I want to know when it's time to change the oil and do the maintenance on the trucks. You can add all different type of things inside of the TMS. And the regulatory compliance is one of them. You want to know when your permits expire, when your license expire. So the TMS helps you do all of this stuff. This is the technology part about this here. So choosing the right TMS. When you're selecting a TMS, your business should consider some factors. And I have one here, scalability. Will the TMS grow with your business? Is it scalable? A lot of the TMS softwares out here now make it where it you can scale your business. So you can keep adding on more agents. You can keep adding on unlimited carriers, unlimited shippers. You can add different features, different modules to that TMS to make it better for you. Basically, it'll grow as your business grows. So the TMS is definitely some powerful software, and you can have these built. You can have them custom built to your company, whether you want to spend $30,000, $40,000 at a web developer, or you want to have the company that you're purchasing it from, they can turn off or turn on different features inside of that TMS for you, and you can still scale the TMS. So you want to know, is the TMS scalable? Integration capabilities. Can it easily connect with existing systems like ERP or WMS? So a lot of the old TMSs or the more simple TMSs or the inexpensive TMSs, the features are limited. It all depends on who you're going to get the TMS from. There's a lot of TMS software developers out here. And so you just have to figure out which one makes sense for your company. And some of them are expensive. Some of the TMS programs, they are expensive. I recommend shopping around before you're just getting the first one that you see. You also want to understand if the TMS is user-friendly or not. Is the platform easy to navigate for your team? What I do when I'm looking for a new TMS or something new for the team or for the company as a whole, I go in, see if they got a free trial. I sign up for the free trial. I go in, use the program first, to see how everything operates. And if it's easy for me to use, then I know that it'll be easy for the rest of the team to use, or somebody can, it won't be hard to train somebody on it. So that's why I go in, I check these programs out first. Let me try it. Let me do a free trial. If it's nice, then I'll go ahead and purchase the full version, or I'll just keep the subscription going after the trial ends, if it makes sense to do that. So again, some of these TMSs, they cost a lot of money, $200, $300, $400, $500 per person, per agent, or per team member, per employee. So you want to shop around to make sure that it makes sense. And a lot of them are good, but a lot of them, it just doesn't make sense for that software to cost that much money. So I wouldn't pay $300 or $400, $500 per person. And I got 5 agents or 6, 7, 8, 10 agents. You're going to be losing money left and right. It does not make sense financial wise. And this is why a lot of the big brokerages and trucking companies, they just spend the money and just have their own TMS and their own load board and their own other software. They just go ahead and just spend the money and just have it built themselves because it makes more sense. And that's what I would do also. If I knew that I was up there like that and in some specific area, you know what? Hey, I'm just going to have my own, you know, program designed and built for this. So customer support, does the provider offer support and training resources? A lot of these TMS software providers do not. That's just like with any software. Some things that you buy online, they don't have a good customer service and they don't have customer support. So the same thing with you as a broker providing good customer service to your shipper, It's the same thing when you go and purchase something outside of brokering. You want the good customer service. Hey, man, I purchased this product, or I'm coming here to your facility. You expect good customer service. A lot of these software programs, they don't have that. And you also have to keep in mind, a lot of these software programs are built in other countries, and they are just selling them in the United States. But they have built these programs in other countries. They are in cloud storage facilities or data centers storing all our stuff in other countries. So that's another reason why it's a lot of glitches and, you know, things don't work right and their customer support. Well, it might be 5 p.m. in the United States, but it might be 1 a.m. in another country, and you're wondering why nobody's available to take your message or your call. Well, they're probably asleep, or they probably don't have staff to help you out. So you have to look at that too. Where are these companies located? Where are they located? Are they US-based companies? Where's the customer support? Is there a phone number directly on the website, or do I have to go and try to find the phone number for this company? You have to look at that stuff also. I don't like going to look for a company's phone number. This lets you know the company's up to no good. Why is the phone number not on your website? Or why don't I have a chat where a real person is going to come and speak to me? I don't want to talk to AI or a chatbot. That's another downside of the technology. I don't want to talk to a chatbot because it's not good. It's AI. You ask something else and it gave you something else. And then, you know, if you play with that stuff, it's going to keep asking you the same thing over or keep spitting out the same information, keep outputting the same information. So those chatbots and stuff like that, it's not good for me. I don't like it. Customer service, something happens, I want to speak with somebody, whether it's through the chat or on the phone. And I want to try to get some type of results right now. And a lot of companies, they don't understand this, but if somebody's reaching out to you, more than likely, it's an issue with billing, it's an issue with the software. So that's the first thing they should try to do. Hey, how can I help you? It's, you know, something we can help with. Did you have an issue with something? And they should get straight to the point. I don't want to go through 20 minutes of verification just to get on there, and then that person cannot help me. So now you're wasting people's time over and over and over. Not even with the software. That's pretty much with everything. And so we have to do our homework first and see what makes sense and what's good. Future trends in the transportation management system. So the future of transportation management, it looks promising with the advancements in technology. The TMS and many other software is only going to get better. And the people that's staying afloat, they are going to continue to ride the wave, and the ones that can't keep up, then they're going to be eliminated. That's just how it is with this stuff out here, especially with transportation. It's a fast-paced industry. Fast-paced, fast-paced, fast-paced. So you got to keep up with stuff, and you just got to go ahead, just do it. Artificial intelligence, AI, can play a significant role in predictive analytics and demand forecasting for route optimization. So as I was saying, the TMS, it can be programmed or it can be built in many different ways depending on who is building it. A lot of the software programs now are being updated with, you know, the AI stuff. And me personally, I think they're taking, you know, I think they're taking it too far with some of this stuff. You know how like you you put too much sugar in something, or you put too much salt in something, it's going to be watered down or too salty. That's what they're doing with the AI. They're watering everything down with it. And it's like they're forcing the AI. Yes, some of the AI is good. I like some of the AI stuff is good. But some companies, it's just everything you do is AI. Let me get off of this website, or let me just stop dealing with this company. I don't want all that stuff. So a lot of people think the same way. So blockchain technology, this can enhance security and transparency in the supply chain. With the advancements in the technology and in the AI, it can provide better security and it can provide better transparency. Like a lot of this stuff, you can see it'll spit back output stuff to you. So now you can monitor your own stuff now. That's another good thing of it also. You can monitor your own stuff. So as I was saying in a previous video, I am 50-50 with the technology. Some things are good, some things are not, some things are excessive. And it's like, okay, you know, I don't really want all of this right now. Sustainability focus. As companies strive to reduce their carbon footprint, a TMS can help optimize routes, modes that are environmentally friendly. It can help optimize routes and modes that are environmentally friendly, such as the greener companies. It's a lot of companies out here that's greener companies. A lot of companies out here using electric vehicles. They focus on this type of stuff. They call them greener companies. And so it makes sense to get involved with the technology and see what's making your carbon footprint different. The government also provides incentives for companies that go green. So that's another reason why a lot of companies, they want to make their entire company greener, because you get incentives for that from the government. You get grants and stuff like that. So that's why a lot of companies take advantage of that. And then you have different EPA grants. You have the Safeway, another EPA program that if you can verify yourself with them and provide all your stuff, you can present all that information to the government, then you'll get an incentive. It's a bunch of stuff out here that companies can do, especially transportation companies. So a lot of companies are going green, and it makes a big difference. It's a big deal. This is why if you look for grants, if you go to grants.gov and you start looking for different type of grants, you can read them and see if your company meet the requirements to apply for one of those grants. So you want to look into that stuff. Sustainability focus. So documentation. The transportation management system has the ability to create and print all the essential documents for the load process. Let's go through these documents. Rate confirmation. The rate confirmation is a critical document in the brokering process that outlines the agreed upon payment terms and conditions for transporting freight, ensuring clarity and mutual understanding between the broker and the carrier. This document here is pretty much what the agents will utilize the TMS for. This all they would use this TMS for, pretty much, if you're a freight broker agent. Because all the other features inside the TMS, you will not need them because you are not the freight brokerage owner. So they will be able to cut certain features on and off for the agents. Me personally, somebody that's just starting out, they're only going to use the TMS for the rate confirmation. I'm going to go in, create a load, and save it, download, and print the rate confirmation if I need to print it. If not, I'll download it and email it to the carrier or the owner operator. So this is pretty much the most essential document for freight broker agents. This is really what they're going to be creating, because on the rate confirmation, it's going to have all the load details, pickup delivery times, where it's going, late fees, how much you and the carrier agreed upon. You guys agreed on $1,200. It's going to say $1,200 on that rate confirmation. Well, you'll put that in there inside of the TMS. So again, I demoed the entire TMS inside the online course. It's going to be too much for me to do one of these videos. So we got invoicing. Let's go back here. So we got invoicing. An invoice confirmation is a verification document that confirms the details of the charges for the transportation services that were rendered, ensuring both the broker, shipper, and the carrier are aligned on the billing amount and the terms before processing the payment. So if you're the brokerage owner, then you may utilize the invoice feature that's inside of the TMS. You really won't need it, depending on how you have your company set up, because you should already have accounting software already. You should already have accounting and payroll software already. So since you have that, you shouldn't need the invoice feature on the TMS, because it'll be like double, you know, you don't need that. You should already have it, because you should already have accounting software and payroll software. Okay, bill of lading. A bill of lading is a legal document between the shipper, broker, or the carrier that serves as a receipt for goods, a contract for transportation, and proof of ownership. It details the type of quantity and the destination of the freight being transported. You may get a customer, and it happens sometime, you may get a customer that says, you know what, I don't have a load confirmation. Just go here to this place, have the driver pick up the load and go and deliver it here. So if the shipper doesn't have this type of information, then you can get the information, because a lot of shippers are still old school. They'll call you and say, hey, here's the information that I have for the load. Write it down real quick. You'll write that information down and they'll say, hey, that's it. Send me all the documents, the invoice, send me everything. We'll pay as soon as the load is delivered. So when the shipper says something like that, you will jot down all the information that they tell you. You'll go inside of the TMS, and then you can create a bill of lading. You'll create a bill of lading for that. And that way now you can save that for the shipper, so you can send it back to them so you can get paid. Or you can use this same bill of lading to provide to the truck driver. There's many different ways that you can do with this bill of lading. Because if you go to a lot of recycling companies, a lot of automotive companies, garbage facilities, then a lot of those companies just use a regular, you know, bill of lading, a straight bill of lading. And so it's still an official document, but it's like a broad document. You can use that document for anything, for the bill of lading. You can use this document here for anything. And a lot of freight forwarders use this document also. We don't have documents for the load, so we're going to create a document for the load that's going to be the bill of lading. that they're going to use to create the document for that load, because every load has to have some type of paperwork on it, especially if it's going from country to country. So the freight forwarder or the customs broker will create the bill of lading if the shipper doesn't have it. So we got shipper confirmation or the load confirmation, same document. A shipper confirmation or load confirmation is a document that is used in the freight brokering process that serves as an acknowledgement from the broker or the carrier or the shipper. It validates the details of the shipment, including pickup times, location, and specific requirements. It ensures all parties are aligned before the transportation process begins. So, the customer, so we call them customer, shipper, manufacturer. So you're going to hear different terms, but they mean the same thing. So the customer has agreed with you on a load. You are the broker. They agreed with you for a load on the price and on the quote that you gave them. So now they send you a load confirmation. The load confirmation is going to have all the details for the load, even the price that you guys agreed on. So this document is the document that's going to get you paid, the load confirmation. This is the pay document. So when you get it, you want to look at it, make sure everything is what you guys agreed on, make sure it's accurate, and then you will take the information off of this load confirmation / shipper confirmation document, and then you will create the carrier confirmation or the rate confirmation. So the load confirmation comes from the shipper. The broker creates the rate confirmation inside of this TMS. The load confirmation comes from the shipper. The broker creates a rate confirmation and sends that rate confirmation to the carrier. So the carrier or rate confirmation is a document that verifies the carrier's acceptance of a shipment. It details all the agreed upon terms, including pickup and delivery schedules, and any specific conditions or requirements, which ensures the clarity and mutual understanding between the broker, the carrier, before the freight is transported. So when you receive the load confirmation from the shipper, you should review the entire document to make sure that everything is in here that you and the shipper agreed upon. That same thing should happen when you send the rate confirmation to the carrier. They should review the entire document to make sure everything is what you guys agreed on. And then they will sign and date that document and send that document back to you, the broker. Once they send that document back to you, the broker, then that load has been brokered. So the rate confirmation and the rate confirmation is the most essential document that a broker agent will need. And then they will need the load confirmation document also, and the carrier confirmation. This is where the money comes in at. So the rate confirmation, remember, this is the document that you are going to send to the carrier. It's going to have the price on there. The carrier is going to use that document so you, the broker, can pay them. Same thing with the shipper confirmation. Going to be the same thing with the shipper confirmation. Now, if you are not brokering, if you are just a trucking company, then you will just use the carrier confirmation. You'll use the carrier confirmation because you don't need a rate confirmation because it's just the carrier and the shipper. So you would just create a carrier confirmation and you'll put all the terms and conditions, the price, everything on the carrier confirmation. You'll send that out to the customer. The customer is to sign that and provide that back to you. So you can use these different documents for different things, but ideally the rate confirmation is what the broker sends the carrier or owner operator. If the carrier or owner operator is dealing with the shipper directly, a broker is not involved, then they'll use a carrier confirmation, or some of them still may use the rate confirmation, depending on how they have that TMS set up. So in the TMS, you can get a broker TMS, you can get a carrier TMS, or you can have it all in one with the broker side and the carrier side. They both work. So if you do that, then you'll have access to all the documents from the carrier and the broker. So this is why I'm saying it like this. So it all depends on how you have that TMS set up. But if you just have it set up for freight broker agents, if you are the brokerage owner and you just got it set up just for your freight broker agents, they won't even see the carrier confirmation document. They'll just see the rate confirmation document because they don't have access to that. And I just wanted to explain that to you, because you can have just a carrier TMS or a broker TMS, or you can have a shipper TMS. They're all different types of TMS depending on who has made the software. So we have here blind rate confirmation. A blind rate confirmation is a strategically crafted document that allows freight brokers to communicate shipments and all the details with the carrier without disclosing the identity of the shipper. It helps to maintain confidentiality while ensuring the carrier is aligned with the transportation requirements and expectations. So you may run across a shipper one day that says, okay, I need my load shipped blind. Or I may need my load shipped double blind. So if you want the load shipped blind, then it will not have the customer's name on the rate confirmation that you give the carrier. The pickup and delivery customer's name will not be on the document. If you want a double blind, then the name or the address will not be on the rate confirmation. You will have to verbally tell that address and company name to the truck driver. A lot of companies do this because they don't want the company that they're doing business with to know that the other company is doing business with them. That's just like if you buy something and you drop ship it. If I buy something from China and I want to send it to somebody, but I don't want China to have their name and logos and branding all on that package, I'll say, you know what? I need this package shipped blind or even double blind. All it has is it may be, now if it's a package that's coming in the mail, it'll have like a fake, you know, address or whatever and name of where it's coming from, because they have to have a return address. Or it may just have the return address. It won't have the shipping address on the package. Now, if it was a load, then you can have it where on the bill of lading and all the documents, you don't know who the load has been picked up or being delivered to. It's double blind. So there's nothing on the documentation. And when the truck driver gives that shipper that blank document, all they're going to do is just sign it. They're not going to ask questions or anything like that. And if it's up to the broker to tell the truck driver, hey, this load is being shipped blind or double blind, make sure you do not disclose any information concerning this load. And how it usually goes is blind, double blind. Shipper has to pay upfront for this, because this is like an added-on service or an accessorial It's just like an added-on service. You want this load shipped blind or double blind, the load has to be prepaid. You pay this right now. Or they'll usually say, okay, well, we'll do the blind or double blind for an extra $300-$400. And the same thing with the carrier. You should pay them a little bit more too for the non-disclosure of the information. And that's how that work for the double blind and the blind. Some people, they don't care, but everything extra that you do, you want to charge a little bit more for it. Okay, here's a recap. We went over what is a TMS. We went over the core functions of a TMS. We went over the benefits of implementing a TMS. We went over choosing the right TMS, future trends for the TMS, and the documentation. So, a transportation management system is a vital tool in modern logistics that helps organizations manage and optimize their transportation operations. As the industry continues to evolve, embracing the latest trends and technologies will be essential for businesses to stay competitive. I thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to join me next time. And I want you guys to follow me on all social media platforms. Like this video, share this video, and I'll see you in the next video.